Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press. If you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. Welcome. My name is Carlette. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Yes, hi. My name is Shira. I'm calling in with the participant to look at the status of their case.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
Family First Care, LLC.
Okay, and your telephone number?
267-551-7419.
Okay, and the applicant is on the line?
Yes, he can answer any of your questions.
Okay, so applicant, can you provide me with your name?
Jose L. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, Jose L. Perez.
Okay, how do you spell the first name?
J-O-S-E.
Okay, oh, Jose. So it's Jose Perez?
Yes.
Okay, so to protect your privacy, I do have to verify that I am speaking with a correct individual. So I'm going to need to obtain some personal information. And please note that we will not speak with anyone regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. Okay, and so do you give a verbal consent for Shira to be on the line while you provide me with your personal information?
Yes.
Okay, so can you provide me with these? Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so can you provide me with either your date of birth or your Social Security number?
Yeah, September 4, 1965.
Okay, you said September 4th. Give me a minute.
1965.
65. Give me a minute. Let me. Okay, thank you for that information. Can you provide me with your telephone number?
215-217-4180.
Okay, and can you confirm your address?
733 West Lucerne Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140.
And is there an apartment? Apartment number?
Yeah, in the basement. The apartment in the basement.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And give me a minute. Let me back your status. Okay, so according to our records, I show that your application is in Maximus approved, so you're still waiting for the county assessor's office to determine financial eligibility. Did they require additional documents from you?
That's why we're calling, to see if you could see that on your end. Because I think last time...
So did he submit some?
I'm sorry?
That's my question. Did he submit documents to the county is my question.
I believe he did. I think he did tell me that he did. Jose did say that he did submit all the financial paperwork. But we were just calling today to see if there's an update on that or if he needs to submit something else.
Okay, so there is no update. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you.
You don't see anything's missing on your end. We just want to make sure.
Okay. Well, I can just tell you if documents are in their records. I can't go through them to find out what's in there, or
right.
to tell you what's missing.
You can't do that?
I cannot.
Okay.
If it's bank statements, I can't go through all the bank statements.
I know. Usually they leave a note, so that's why I'm asking.
All right. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Okay, so when were documents submitted? Because I don't see any documents in their imaging.
Okay, Jose, the paperwork was submitted on your end, correct?
Yeah, I submitted last August, I think. I submitted the bank statements.
I didn't hear you. What was that?
He said
last August. Yeah, I think it was last August I submitted the bank statement.
Okay, because they're not seeing it.
Let me see what they have in here. Let me see. Have anything? So they sent out a letter. Give me a minute. I mean, it's going to be... They just sent out a letter. Give me a minute. So a letter dated January the 13th. So they're looking for bank statements for the semi-annual bank statements for January and July for 2021, 22, and 2023. All the bank statements from January of 2024 to present. They want proof of all transactions of $500 or more.
Okay.
If you have any other resources such as an IRA, if you have life insurance, they want the cash, the face and cash value of it, burial reserves, any stocks or bonds, trust funds, vehicles, and own property. If you're married, they did send out a form for you to complete and send back.
Are you married,
and
Jose?
All this...
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All this information is due by January the 27th. So you will need to also submit any income, including Social Security or pension.
Yeah, Social Security, I submitted to, I made $1,200. I submitted the document for Social Security too.
Okay, when did you submit that?
I think that was the last August. I submitted all the information.
Okay, because at this time it would have changed, correct?
There was no change.
Did it change? There was no change.
No.
Okay.
All right, so I think we pretty much know what we have to submit. I'm going to, Jose, if you have nothing more to ask, I think we're all good here.
Did you have any other questions, Mr. Perez?
No. No, I'm just waiting.
All righty. Jose, just stay on the line with me, okay? Thank you so much. Broker,
okay.
We will.
Did you all want to participate in the service? Customer service. Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Well, I do thank you both for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Enjoy the rest of your day.
One more question. I'm so sorry. When you said semi-annual, you meant October. Did you mean specific months?
No. Yes. January and July.
January and July. Okay. That would be all. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.